So this is the highest love and affection in Srimati Radhika. Our goal should be not so high, only to be the servant, male servant of Radhika, or conjugal. Oh, this is okay, not more than this. We cannot have all the qualities of Radhika, love and affection of Radhika for Krishna. Only we can serve Radhika or Krishna, conjugal. So this is the highest thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told all these things to Sanatana Goswami. And here he is glorifying Krishna, that anyone anya kami jadi kare krishnir bhajan na mangilo ho krishna tare dein swacharan. What is the meaning?
7, 8, 9.
If those who desire material enjoyment are merging, amar bhaje mange bishay suk amrit chhari bish mange ei bada murkha. আমি বিজ্ঞা এই মূর্খে বিষয় কেন দিব, স্বচ্ছ নামে দিয়া বিষয়ে ভুলাইব। ইউ নো দার ওয়াজ এ বয় অফ 5 years অন্টিল, বাট বাই সাধু সঙ্গ অ্যাসোসিয়েশন অফ পিওর বৈষ্ণবাস হি ওয়াজ গিভেন সাম মন্ত্র. And he went in the dense forest and did aradhana in regular way and became Narad. There was a boy of 5 years named Dhruva, and he came in the association of that very Narad. This boy was so much offended by the words of his father. His father and stepmother both. His father denied that I will take you in my lap. Due to the fear of stepmother, she told that you should go and you should die. You can come and see. His stepmother told that you should go to and die. And next you should come in my arms. And then you will be qualified to sit in the lap of your this father. And you will then be king of whole empire. Otherwise no. These words affected that boy, and they went straight in his heart, and he became so angry. And he went to his mother and told, and he began to weep. His mother told, you should go and try to do aradhana. Aradhana?
Worship of God.
Your brother or elder brother is Srihari or Madhusudan. You should at once go and practice. And at once in the midnight he left his home and went to Mathura on this bank of Yamuna river. And there Narad was there, told by Krishna, ordered by Krishna that go and help this boy. He tried so much that you should go, return to your home, otherwise tigers and bears and lions will eat you. But he never accepted. Then he told a mantra. And he told that you should go and patiently you should be one-ended and try to remember this mantra. He did so, and he saw in his trance Narayan. But he has some wishes. What? I want to have a kingdom, my father's kingdom. So Krishna gave him darshan. Narayan gave him darshan. And he told that, I am benedicting you, giving benediction to you, that you should be king for 36,000 years of whole world. Not only your father's kingdom, of whole world. And at once, but when he was weeping, that I have a chintamani. And I only wanted from him, only some gather some broken glasses pieces. I have not gained anything else. I have gained only these things. And began to weep again. But what became after that? After 36 years.
1,000 years.
He was an emperor of the whole world. But Krishna is so merciful, he gave him a kingdom for 36,000 years, and after that he made him his own servant and gave eternal place. Though it is in world atmosphere, but it is a Siddha Lok. He crossed the birth and chain of birth and death and all the sufferings. So Krishna is so merciful. You know that Putana, a very dangerous demon, she wanted to kill Krishna. And he took a shape of mother only. Very beautiful became. She was so ugly, but she became so beautiful lady, like a mother. And he posed that I am mother. And at once took Krishna in her lap. Oh son. Oh, she is not your mother, Yashoda. I am your real mother. Why Yashoda has kept you out of her heart, not in her? I want to keep you in my heart. And as a mother, he gave his breast in the mouth of Krishna. Krishna was closing his eyes. How I can kill her? So I should give him something very special. And what he gave? He took his outer body like a demon and changed and very beautiful shape of Atma soul came out and made her like a mother and sent at once in Golok Vrindavan. Aho bakiyam sanakalakutam vikhansayapi sat vegatim tatu Tato anyam ko va dayalum saranam. Why Sukadeva Goswami wrote all these things? Only for us. So you should be very strong faith on Krishna. So if anyone wants anything else, a worldly thing, Krishna gives that very thing also, and especially he gives bhakti also. After that, so Krishna is so merciful. So Krishna thinks, oh, he's foolish. He's asking for, begging for poison. But I am not foolish. Why should I give him the poison? I will never give poison to him. I will give him what thing?
Okay.
Only amrita.
Nectar.
Nectar of devotion I will give. And he gives. So Krishna is so merciful. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, Sansar Bhramite Kono Bhagya Keho Tare,
নদীর প্রবাহে যেন কাশি লাগিতে গে সংসার ভ্রমিতে কোনো ভাগ্যে কে হতে কোনো ভাগ্যে কারো সংসার ক্ষয়মুখ হয় সাধু সঙ্গ তবে কৃষ্ণে রতি উপজায় অলওয়েজ মুভিং ইন দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড ফ্রম দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড টু দ্যাট ওয়ার্ল্ড টু দ্যাট ওয়ার্ল্ড অলওয়েজ সিন্স দি ওয়ার্ল্ড ইজ ক্রিয়েটেড unlimited time, anadi, anadi call it is told. He is always restless. He wants happiness. He wants to be happy. And that is why sometimes he murders others to be happy himself. Sometimes making so much atom and bombs and all nitrogen bombs and hydrogen bombs that we will kill our enemies and we will be eternally happy. But after some time he is killed. So many problems come. So we are kya ghum rahe hain?
Wandering
in this material world. There are not only world. One, lakhs and lakhs and lakhs worlds are here. Sometimes becoming man, shape, sometimes all trees, creepers, animals and all these things. But if anyone is lucky and there is something, then he goes in the associations of association of pure ones, otherwise not. And what is that luck? What is that luck? Any activity, endeavor related to Krishna or his associates or his anything connected, like Tulsi, temple, his land, Vrindavan, Navadvip Dham, Puri Dham, all these things. Serving anyhow. There was a sense, Vaishnava, he used to go to door, begging some chapatis or anything, corn some or anything, rice, anything, he used to go. And in this way he used to tell, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Sometimes he may tell that, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe, in Vrindavan, in Prajmandal, only Radhe Radhe Radhe. He used to go. One day he went to a door, an old lady was there. She was so angry mood.
Yes.
He don't want to hear the Radhe Radhe or Hare Krishna. She rebuked that person, don't come to my door any day. In future, otherwise my this state will broken on your back. You should always remember, don't return, come to my door. The Vaishnav returned, but next day at the same time again he came and he was Radhe Radhe, Radhe Shyam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. again she heard and became so furious and began to chastise,
rebuke,
and he again returned. Third day he again came. Why he is coming I don't know, to eat rebukes or what. Again she came. And at that time he was cleaning his room by
cow dung
mixed with water and everything in a cloth, rotten, and she was making clear. And in the meantime he told Radha, oh, again? You came? Oh. And he took his
cloth
and
throw it
on him. He gladly took it and went to river Yamuna and washed all the clay and everything very well smooth, and it became smooth, and then it was dried, and it was given in ghee. Any devotee gave him ghee, and it was given it. And very little, so many ghee-weeks were made, and he used to offer aarti by these. Again, fourth day, that Vaishnava, after doing so, he went and called very loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare.
Radhe Radhe.
Jam Jam.
And then this old lady today
completely
was changed. Oh.
Oh Baba.
Oh Baba.
Wait a little,
I'm coming. And she took some chapati or anything, and he gave it, and he took it very happily, gladly. This is called Sukriti. He gave anything, and he used in service of Krishna to ask anyone knowingly or unknowingly, if he circumambulates Vrindavan, Navadvip Dham. He will see any deity and do pranam. He will hear chanting any Vaishnava, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. If he will give a little water to Tulasi and circumambulate, anyhow, helping any pure devotee. Who is pure devotee? He never thinks to be bhokta of anything.
Enjoyer.
He thinks that Krishna is enjoyer. So anything, any individual is for pleasing Krishna. So if any give a pence, a farthing, he will give it to his Gurudev or Krishna. He will never enjoy that thing. These are pure devotees. Those who are taking so much, begging so much, and filling their own pocket, only some 1%, 2%, 50%, or 25% giving to Gurudev or anyone, and using all, testing all, or they keep it in bank account, that after that I will enjoy. What they will become? They are not true devotees. At once they are fallen, what to become more fallen? And all will realize that they are not really Vaishnava. So if anyhow you are helping, serving that kinds of Vaishnava, or doing parikrama of Vrindavan, parikrama of anyhow, unwillingly, you are doing parikrama of Tulsi plant, you are touched with any Tulsi plant, and you have taken any remnant of Mahaprasadam that devotees are distributing somewhere, and really it has been offered to Krishna with Tulsi dal, there is a very great effect, surely. So, it is called impression or Sukriti. So much Sukriti makes Sadhu Sangha. So Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastre Kaay, Lau Matre Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhiya. So you should have a strong belief in Sadhu Sangha and in Guru, in Krishna, in Shastra. This will give you so much strength in life. Never be weak. Never be weak. We have support of Krishna, Vaishnava. Mayavadi has no support because his Brahma is nirakar, nirvishesh. He has no self, he has no power to do anything. He is not merciful. He is like dry wood or dry stone. He cannot do help. So be like this. Our Krishna is sarva-shaktiman,
almighty.
He is so merciful. Kya ahetuki? Godless, merciful. He is everywhere, everywhere. But Brahma, Nirakar Brahma, is not powerful, so he is not everywhere. Never he cannot be.
So you should be very,
what?
Determined.
And believe in God. And go on. So sometimes it may be that you have no such association. But Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Srimad Bhagavat, Gita, and especially Srimad Bhagavatam, are Vyas, Sukadev Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj like them. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is like Chaitanya Chaitamrita. You should associate them and have so much belief in them, strong. You will never be weak and never we will fall. Go, Brahma. Very good. Any kirtan?
At the beginning of the lecture, you told us that we are nothing. We need to explain the six.
Five.
The longer from the.
Five. In the beginning of class, you discussed Saranagati. There are six symptoms of Saranahambhava.
Not humble.
Feeling insignificant.
At the end, you said we should be very strong.
In faith. In faith.
Strong faith.
That I am like zero. I have no power. A strong faith in this. And my Krishna is so powerful. And he can save me, he can support me, nourish me. This is strongness. I will never give up him. This is strongness. Because Jivi Chetan is not like zero or Nirvishesh Nishakti. Sometimes because he is like atom, so he becomes weak. But if this atom has any support like Krishna tree, then his religion becomes so unlimited. He is the reflection or atom, but his relation to Krishna, that is his love and affection, is unlimited because Krishna is his support. Like there is a creeper. She cannot go up without any help of any tree or anything high. So if a creeper has any support of a little tree, then it will go like up to that. But if he will have a bigger tree, longer tree, then it will go cover. And if he is Krishna, the tree is Krishna, that creeper will go up to Krishna Golok, Bhag, Tukuntha, Vrindavan there. And it will give so sweet fruits, and you can test it here in this world.
We want to make two
now.
Thank you. Yeah.